Oh, it's so cool to recognize our student athletes and all of the accomplishments and any of our students who are doing great things here at Rossford. All right, so monthly reports, Ms. McKnight, we'll begin with you.
All right, thank you. I just wanted to comment, Neil Applin and Stacy Lana Zach, they did a fantastic job hosting a luncheon for our building and grounds crew and custodial staff and secretarial staff. This was a wonderful way to show appreciation for the hard work these staff members do to make our district run smoothly and look great. Under the Rossford Food Service news, Miss Lilly mentioned that Rossford won the Rossford Elementary and the Junior Senior High will be presented with the 2024 Clean Plate Award from the Wood County Health Department. So I did email Mr. Krebs and he explained it nicely by saying this is awarded to those facilities who are dedicated to excellent sanitation and food safety knowledge. And then Mr. Swavel's report listed the numerous summer professional development opportunities for our teachers and administrators, in addition to the requirements needed for the science of reading. Teachers do work over the summer to better themselves to ensure that they provide an excellent education for our students. And I think, I don't know if this is the appropriate place for it, but I did want to thank Jamie for the articles that he sent that are very informative, that make sense to me. So I appreciate that. And then I appreciate all the reports provided, and it's evident that much is still happening in the district during the summertime. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Ms. Huffman.
Thank you for all your reports. It's really refreshing to see all of the grounds and buildings, things going on and keeping all of our new facilities, which are so amazing and we worked so hard to get, fresh and clean and floors buffed and gym floors taken care of and all of that. And I know we're going to continue on with that and do our due diligence to everything and great working order for the students and the communities. Thank you.
All right. And Ms. Clacco.
I think that all of the reports are wonderful. And as I kept reading each one, I jotted down just some reoccurring themes that I think each of these areas of our school district are doing. We're continuing to regroup, to train and prepare. We're maintaining and we're also reevaluating and planning for the future. It's just that everyone's reports seem to reiterate that heading into the summer. So
All right.
thank you for the reports.
Thank you, Ms. Stenzik.
Thank you all for your very detailed reports. I'm happy to say that according to our reports, the elevator out at the R is now going to be officially up and running. So congratulations. I know what that's like. It's been a long slog. So good job, everyone. For those that were curious, we ended up this year with free and reduced lunches of the elementary at 52%, junior high at 54%, and high school at 48%. So keep that in mind as we go throughout the summer. Not everybody here is as fortunate as what we are. So that's all I have to say.
All
Thank you
right.
all for your reports.
Thank you. And then I will just add, because you had mentioned that, Ms. Stenzik, is that our custodial staff has converted an area that they used for a space for our food bank storage and this upcoming school year. So with our FACE committee, and we've talked about some things that we want to do and continue to support. So as you talk about the challenges for some of our families, we have a space that will be available. So that's exciting, very exciting. So thank you for the detailed reports. And at this time, move on to exhibit number 6A. The motion reads that the Board of Education accept the retirement resignation of Timothy Edman, effective July 31st, 2024.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments?
Thank you for your years of service.
Yes. Thank you, Tim.
Roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Emily Clacco.
Yes.
Teresa McKnight.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzik.
Yes.
Ron Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 6B, the motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education approve the certificated one-year limited contract effective the 2024-2025 school year.
Going to finish it or
just say his name?
Oh, That wasn't highlighted. I'm sorry. I was just doing this is where we're getting. So sorry, it wasn't highlighted. Quentin Jackson, junior senior high school counselor.
So moved.
Second.
Little anticipation.
Yeah. That's why I did that, you know. All right. Any questions or comments?
Welcome to Rossford.
Yes, welcome.
Super excited to have you.
All right, roll call.
Lee Denzik.
Yes.
Lisa McKnight.
Yes.
Flacco.
Yes.
Jackie Hoffman.
Yes.
Dawn Burton.
Yes. Motion carries. All right, so we're going to have to do. All right. Exhibit number 6C. The motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education approved the exempt administrative employee 2-year contract effective 2024-2025 school year. Holly Kidd, Administrative Assistant to the Directors of Student Services and Curriculum.
Second.
Okay, who's second?
I will.
Terry.
Terry, okay. And Jackie. All right, any questions or comments?
No, I know that she did a great job helping organize the literacy night, so I'm glad she's back with us for a couple more years.
Yeah. All right. Thanks. Roll call.
Jackie Hoffman.
Yes.
Teresa McKnight.
Yes.
Lee Denzik.
Yes.
Flacco.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 6D, the motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education approved the classified 1-year limited contracts effective the 2024-2025 school year.
Second. We don't have to say their names?
I don't think so, because normally that was under, I don't know. It's not highlighted.
All right. So moved.
I mean, we have access to see.
Okay, second.
Am I normally doing it? Okay. So Lisa Jones, elementary school, paraprofessional, special needs aide, pending receipt of credentials. Sadie Cousineau, elementary school, paraprofessional, special needs aide, pending receipt of clear BC 2 and FBI results and credentials. So who moved? I'm sorry.
I second.
Okay. All right. Sorry. We'll get it together. All right. Roll call.
Jackie Hoffman.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzik.
Yes.
Emily Clacco.
Yes.
Lisa McKnight.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 6E, the motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education approved the supplemental contracts effective the 2024-2025 school year. Normally, I do not read all of those.
That's right.
Okay. So I just want to make sure.
Second.
All right. Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Jackie Hoffman.
Yes.
Emily Clacco.
Yes.
Lisa McKnight.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzik.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 6F, the motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education approve the volunteers effective the 2024-2025 school year.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments?
I would just like to make a comment. I know this is new for a lot of our volunteers, and I think that parents, I'm so glad that they're doing it, and it's nice to see such a long list of people. Yes. And even if, as the community, volunteers have to go through this. It's a very easy process. Mm-hmm. And there's no deadline. There's no deadline at all. You can always fill it out and then go through the process. So we're always approving volunteers, and we thank you for your service.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And it happens right away. They know pretty much this in 24 hours, isn't it? 24 to 48 hours. Yep.
And it's right on your phone too, right? Yes. In the app. Very so it's right there. Do. Easy yes. to get to.
Yes.
Thank you for volunteering.
Yep. All right. Roll call.
Teresa McKnight.
Yes.
Flacco.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzik.
Yes.
Jackie Hoffman.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 6G. The motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education certify the list of graduating seniors as having completed the requirements for graduation of the Rossford Exempted Village Schools and the State of Ohio.
Second.
Any questions or comments?
Congratulations.
Absolutely. Congratulations, everyone.
Very excited.
All right. Roll call.
Jackie Hoffman.
Yes.
Teresa McKnight.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzik.
Yes.
Emily Clacco.
Yes.
Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 6H. The motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education enter into an agreement with the Northern Buckeye Education Council for fiscal year 25 technical services.
So moved.
Second.
Questions or comments? Roll call.
Tiffany Denzik.
Yes.
Jackie Hoffman.
Yes.
Emily Clacco.
Yes.
Teresa McKnight.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 6I. The motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education approve the fiscal year 25 Ohio Schools Council annual membership fee.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments?
I just wanted to say thanks to Mr. Krebs again for explaining this to me. I didn't know what this was, so I appreciate that.
All right, good. All right, roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Emily Clocko.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Lisa McKnight.
Yes.
Vaughn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 6. Are we at L? I feel like we're at L. The motion reads at the J. I'm sorry. The motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approve the Children's Resource Center Memorandum of Understanding for Family Liaison and School Counselor Services.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Monica's done an awesome job and she's doing great work for the school. So thank you for her service and continuing it on. All right. Roll call.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Emily Clocko.
Yes.
Teresa McKnight.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Vaughn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 6K, the motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education enter into agreements with the Wood County Educational Service Center for summer 2024 occupational therapy and tutor services.
Mm-hmm.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Emily Clocko.
Yes.
Chris McKnight.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Vaughn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 6L, the motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education enter into agreement with Ohio School Plan for cyber property violence, auto liability and pollution coverage effective July 1st, 2024 through July 1st, 2025.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments?
I wanted to thank Jamie. I think he explained this to us also and the importance of it. So thank you for that information.
You're welcome. It's a dance every year trying to get this done.
I could.
Cyber is particularly difficult because we've got to be airtight on that. So thank you.
Yes, because we've seen what happened to other districts, too. So thanks, Jamie.
All right. Roll call.
Emily Clocko.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Teresa McKnight.
Yes.
Vaughn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 6M. Thank you. The motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approve the amended and restated sports program services agreement by and between Rossford Exempted Village School District Board of Education and Nationwide Children's Toledo Hospital Toledo.
So moved.
Second.
All right. Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Emily Clocko.
Yes.
Teresa McKnight.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Vaughn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 7, old business. The motion reads, old business. It's recommended for the Board of Education to approve the 6-12 science curriculum.
So moved.
Second.
All right. Any questions or comments?
Thank you, everyone who is on the team in order to vet this program.
And I wanted to point out, too, I like that they had all the teachers, the science teachers, not just a small group. And then I think it's really special that Ron Demko has, his legacy has continued with his name on this also.
All right. Thank you. Roll call.
Teresa McKnight.
Yes.
Emily Clocko.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Vaughn Burks.
I moved that, Jamie.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
So that is all right. Jackie Huffman, Emily Clark. Okay. All right. Exhibit number 7A or 7B. I'm sorry. The motion reads that the recommendation for the Board of Education approve the policies listed below. And those are policies that are in that you can see there.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Emily Clocko.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Teresa McKnight.
Yes.
Cindy Denzig.
Yes.
Vaughn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 7C, the motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approve the girls' basketball team trip request.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Emily Clocko.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Teresa McKnight.
Yes.
Vaughn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 7D, the motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approve the volleyball team trip request.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments?
I have a couple comments to make on this. I do want to say that for everyone who has reached out to me regarding this, the trip request clearly states that it is a tournament and it is not a camp. The basketball situation that we just approved was a camp and not a tournament. So there are more people going to the camp versus going to the tournament. And a tournament, we want to put our best foot forward and our best players forward. Camp is about everyone going, and it's a different situation. I used to go to cheerleading camp. I used to go to cross country camp. I paid for those camps. We didn't have it like it is nowadays. A tournament is something different. So when you are competing, your goal is to win, not just learn. That's what a tournament is. It's about competition. So I just wanted to say that. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. I don't know. With the tournament, it sounds like our varsity is actually the ones going, which normally the varsity is usually the ones who are the highest level on, in the district. So I would assume that knowing that they're, this is a group. And again, as we shared before, coaches should have some autonomy to what they are doing with their teams because they're building and developing their teams. So, yeah. Any other questions or comments from the board? All right, roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Molly Klocko.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzik.
Yes.
Teresa McKnight.
Yes.
Dawn Burke.
Yes. Motion carries. All right, exhibit number 8, new business, and that is the 2024-2025 student handbook. So we received that. And so moving forward, exhibit number 9, audience participation for input concerning new business agenda items. So if there's anyone who would like to speak on the new business, which is the 2024-2025 student handbook, you would get 3 minutes to come up to the podium, state your name and your address. Please address the board, not individual board members. And then, of course, if there's more time, then you can speak longer. But we have a 30-minute window of time. All right. Anyone for new business item? Okay, moving on to exhibit number 10, request for audience participation for, again, same thing. If 30-minute window of time, each person coming up should state their name and their address. And of course, we will give 3 minutes allotted so that way everyone has an opportunity to speak. And please address the entire board, not individual board members. Anyone? Oh, Jamie or somebody. Can we see if anybody's up? Because maybe there's nobody. And obviously nobody's coming up, but... No, but all right, moving forward. Exhibit number 11, Board of Education reports. We will begin with Ms. Tenzik.
I have no reports at this time. Thank you kindly.
All right, thank you. Ms. Klocko?
I have no reports this time.
All right, Ms. Huffman?
No reports.
What? Okay. And Ms. McKnight?
Thank you. I am the legislative liaison, so I just did want to state that for our policy committee, there was Governor DeWine and Stephen Dakin, the director of DEW, announced the publication of a model policy designed to minimize the student use of cell phones. So that'll be coming shortly. Mm-hmm. Ohio high school coaches will have to undergo mental health training to renew their pupil activity permit beginning this year under the new state law. And this one, listen carefully, Ohio's newly expanded sales tax holiday, during which almost anything that costs $500 or less will be tax-free, is going to be July 30th through August 8th. It's expanded, and they're looking maybe to also offer it again, so not just this time. And then the rec center capital improvements continue. They're trying to get the benches for Vets Park, the swinging benches, and if you haven't been to the rec center, I highly recommend it. There's the new carpeting in there. They took the bushes down. We know those well, Emily. and then the beautification committee did a project there. So it's looking great. And then July 20th is Cedar Creek. They're doing a community service day at Vets Park. And then the River Fest is August 17th. Thank you.
Thank you. And I have no report at this time. All right. And we had six nice jobs. Or no, wait a minute. Where are we going here? Oh, so 11B, correspondence. We did have some correspondence that we received from last time. Everyone had received the envelope. So I thought if, and, you know, Ms. Denzik had, or board member Denzik had some questions, but if Mr. Krebs had received that, and Jamie, did you receive that as well? Because I can't remember. This is this one here. Did you receive that? Okay, great. So if there was any questions, I think that Mr. Krebs and Jamie, Mr. Rossler should kind of expound on that. So I know you had said you wanted to speak on a couple things that you had some comments about.
Yeah, I do. I don't believe that the person that wrote the letter really wanted us to make a big deal about it. They didn't really want their name. And my understanding is basically said in the meeting, that's why they didn't come to the meeting and that's why they sent us a letter. But basically they cited some articles and saying that they wanted us to stop saying that Amazon dollars are not taxpayer dollars, and they are taxpayer dollars. And I just want to say, yes, I agree with you. They are taxpayer dollars. Thank you.
Okay. So any questions or anything, or you just wanted to comment? Oh, okay. Okay. Because I know that the gentleman had said he didn't really want this an open board meeting. However, I appreciate you because, you know, if you, my suggestion is if the gentleman had asked us not to put in an open, maybe sending him some personal things. If you guys have other comments you would like to make.
I don't know if this is the correct time, but I would like to know about the pay. I think it's been brought up before, you know, the pay for the drivers and then subpay for our cleaners, I think that was the question too. So the pay scale for drivers and our the subs. So we want to, I just remember someone approaching me.
I brought it up because we had another correspondence about it a few months ago.
And I think that's important to for Jamie to talk to you, but I want to just, before we go on to that, circle back to Jamie. I think that the community gets really confused sometimes. It's school financing is very complicated. Can you give like the quick, when we get these things in from Amazon, can you kind of give a quick explanation to the community what these terms kind of mean quickly? I know it's very complicated and I'm putting you on the spot, but maybe just to kind of summarize, because, you know, I think the people that are in it talk very, you know, openly about it and understand it, but not everybody understands when Amazon is giving us money.
I don't think I can do it quickly.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, when incentive programs come up, you have community reinvestment areas, and you have enterprise zones, and you have tax incremental financing areas. They're all completely different programs. Amazon is coming in under an enterprise zone program, and it means that basically the county on our behalf, with our us participating, we'll sit down and negotiate the total tax bill that Amazon has, how to distribute that to that enterprise on the break. Okay. Usually for every tax dollar, whether it's any of those programs or whether it's just the regular tax dollars, about 67% of that goes to schools. Okay. So when they decide to give, let's say, an enterprise zone of payment to Amazon, they look at the valuation of the building, these potential valuation, in this case between $75 and $100 million, what that would generate total taxes, and then we end up in some type of negotiation to reach close to 67% of the possibility. Where the value of these come in for somebody other than the school is they can take that money and use it for infrastructure. Okay, so it'll pay for all of it. Potentially pay for the sewer, pay for the water, pay for the road, pay for the lighting, pay for all the things that would make it possible for that business to locate there, thus reducing the cost of the business's initial investment. Okay, essentially, they're really paying themselves, but it's kind of a backdoor man. So that's kind of how all this stuff. tax incremental financing is a little different in that rather than a direct agreement between the school and the entity, what you have is a business and the county. So the county would collect their tax just like normal. We'd be, in many cases, almost all cases, harmless. So as he mentions, held whole. And you would get a regular amount of money that you would normally get. In a TIF situation, what you can do then, there's some different things you can do with your money that you can't do with just straight tax dollars from a native school. Community reinvestment areas pretty much fallen by the wayside. We haven't done one of those in 10 years. I don't know if that helps explain it. What is it? Or does something different? That's it in a nutshell. So I guess the difference between the two is in a TIF, it goes to the county, it comes to us through the regular county distribution. In an enterprise zone, we negotiate with the company, it comes directly to us in the county job. I mean, latitude, but what we do with the money is pretty much the same.
So, and there's a time limit, correct? So like some enterprise zones are for 10 years or 15 years.
Correct.
So we would get that amount for that amount of time.
Correct.
And then they're done with their savings.
They are. And then they go back on the regular tax bills. And
I'm not saying to be quick, but like it's complicated for people to understand.
It's complicated for people to understand.
Yeah.
Okay, and because what happens in that situation, whether it's 10 or 15 years, let's see, building a new house. Okay, in 10 or 15 years, then your house probably isn't going to be maybe less worth. In a business, it works a little bit different. And you build a company, then you start depreciation. So when you get 10 or 15 years out, the depreciation on that company, that $75 or $100 million building or entity, you might only be worth $60 million, $50 million, some fraction thereof. So what you would normally get at the higher valuation initially, you won't get that 10 or 15 years down the road. So.
And you can.
Pros and cons.
Right. And salaries are not part of enterprise zone funds, correct?
Yes. And what kind of things can you use with that? Like, give an example.
Well, the example they use, I mean, that went to finance part of the ARP.
Okay.
And we've used it for virtually anything. We had one, well, Pilkington down the road when it was still Pilkington at the time. They had one that generated $190,000 a year, and what we use that for was technology. So, you know, technology is very expensive every year, and we use that. At the time, it expired by the time Sandy got here, but all the infrastructure that we had in with technology and all those older buildings, that's what we used to finance at. And say, well, you know what, why don't you just put it in the general fund? Well, in a sense, that's exactly what we did. We just rather than put it in the general fund and spend it out of the general fund, we just gave that money to Sandy and said, you know, spend this out of this account. So we've had them. Gosh, I didn't go on for hours. this is how we got Space Cannon. Way back, Linda Cutler went to
the Challenger Learning Center.
You know, and we actually hooked up with the International Space Station from Glenwood School as it went over and had a direct conversation with the International Space Station with all the kids in the gymnasium. I mean, the number of things that we've done with this has been endless and phenomenal.
I think at one point was camp funded that way too.
Camp was funded at one point by that, yeah.
So there's rules that enterprise money is to be used for, and it's specified to us of how we
not
can spend that.
Not necessarily. I mean, first, you want to be smart. You want to use it for the wisest thing you possibly. You've used it for back when the buildings were the old buildings. We use it a lot as a kind of a pseudo PI. We use it to repair things on the buildings because we didn't have money in the general fund to be able to do that. So we've been very, very creative with some of the things that we've done. We've been doing this since 1992. We were the first district in the state to ever do these sorts of things. We're still the leaders.
Thank you.
All right. All right. So exhibit. Exhibit 11C, we had 11 nice job notes, so thank you. And exhibit number 12, open discussion. And so one of the discussion items, wanted to make sure, Dan had reached out, as I shared with the board, that Cheryl Ryan, to see what dates she has, and the dates that she is available during the month of July is July 9th, 17th, and 18th. I'm going to say the 9th is the best for me.
It's a Tuesday and I teach, so I cannot do any Tuesday.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. The 9th I can do other ones. I'd prefer not to do the 18th.
Over the dates again?
The 9th, the 17th, and the 18th.
I can do the 17th or 18th.
As can I.
Okay. 17th? Is that
and as well.
17th, so let's 18th. Do 17th would be best for me. Okay. So stop the show.
It won't be the same without you, Jamie.
However, we do need your input. So, but this is an ongoing thing. This isn't like one and done. This is not a one and done thing. So this is for our strategic plan. And so in looking at our mission and vision statement, talking about goals and things of that nature. So if you have things that I know we've talked about a plethora of things. So if you could send me some things that you have interest. So what time? Because I don't know. Well, okay. So what time works?
She didn't indicate time.
Okay. So yeah. Yep. So what?
I get off work at 5.
Okay. Can we do 5:30?
Mm-hmm.
Is 5:30, is that good for everybody?
Which day we talk?
The Wednesday, the 17th, July 17th at 5:30. And if we could, since it's during the meal time, have Lisa provide meal for the board, please. Okay. And 5:30 p.m. All right. And then I did also share with you that we will be doing the final evaluation for Jamie and Dan for the year, for the fiscal year. So I will be sending information out to you so that we can review that at the next board meeting. And then.
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Right.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. So, yeah. So if. Do we do it in the morning then, a 5-minute meeting?
I can do, if you want to do a Monday morning, I could do a 7 on the 24th.
Okay, hold on a second.
I'm
going to look at my calendar.
I can do Monday morning any day that week, really.
Say that again.
I can do Monday the 24th at 7.
Great.
I have an 8 o'clock already, so I cannot do, if it's only 5 minutes, I can run out of here. That's not a problem. But I'm open.
Everybody available at 7 in the morning. Let me ask that first.
Right.
Well, I'm not. I could change mine. I work out on Wednesdays at 6.
Well, okay. So we don't need.
We can do a Tuesday, Thursday.
You do a Tuesday.
Or Wednesday.
Yeah, in the morning. Wednesday. Sure.
I could do.
So we're talking June 25th?
June 25th or 26th? Yep.
In the morning, yes.
In the morning.
Is that good for everybody? Yeah. 7 o'clock on the 25th?
Okay. Sure.
7 a.m.
Yep.
7 a.m.
Guys love early morning.
I will say this. I like when Lisa sends out a Google calendar reminder, because I have 4 calendars, so it's good if I can, if she sends it, can she send it to the board, like an invite, please?
Okay.
So on June 25th.
Perfect.
Yes.
Right. Yes. Yep. Okay. Thank you. Okay. All right. So we have those. Just a reminder that Safety Town, we were invited by the city for that June 14th from 12 to 12:45. I know everybody can't show, but it'd be nice if we could.
I RSVP'd already.
I did too. I'm just reminding everybody. Okay. Just as a reminder. And then, of course, we had in our reports, August 8th, which is Thursday, is the new staff members are invited to attend breakfast. So if you are able to, I know many of us cannot because we conflicts with our work schedule, but if you are able to, yay. And
I will be there.
Please, because I can't, because I'll be at work. So yes. And then the back to school days are scheduled for August 13th and 14th in the cafeteria and gym. So just a reminder for that as well.
Those are just at the elementary, or those at 13th grade at the elementary?
At the elementary, yep.
So since we have a calendar about, I am going to be out of town at the next board meeting. So, which is the 8th of July. Any chance on moving that to the 15th, or was there?
Sure.
I'm free. I don't have an issue. You're gone the whole week?
Yeah, that's fine.
It can be a Tuesday or Wednesday.
No, you're gone the whole week. It's fine. Megan, no.
For sure?
Yep, no problem.
So we're moving the board meeting to the.
Is everybody good with that?
Yep.
That worked for Dan.
Dan?
Worse.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah. Okay, so then.
The 15th, is that what you were suggesting?
Yeah. Yep.
Does the rest of the board work on the 15th?
Yes.
That works. Yeah.
As of right now, yeah.
Okay.
Is that, you said July 15th?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 6:30.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. All right. Any other items for discussion, open discussion items?
Open discussion. I just wanted to take a minute, and we celebrate a lot of students that were at the Promethean Awards and outstanding athletes and musicians. And we don't talk a lot about the everyday student that shows up every day that might get C's and turns in all their assignments and doesn't get into trouble and is just a really good person, but isn't outgoing and isn't a joiner or a doer, but they're really great kids. And there seemingly is never an opportunity to say thank you to them. And I just, since it's the end of the school year, I just wanted to say thank you to the ones that you don't ever see at those places of celebration, because that's not their thing. And they're great kids, and thank you for showing up every day and doing all the things that they can do. And we see you, and we appreciate you being good humans. So
thank you. Anything else for open discussion? All right, exhibit number 13, the motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education adjourn the regular meeting of June 10th, 2024.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Teresa McKnight.
Yes.
Holly Klocko.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Meeting adjourned at 7:15 p.m. Thank you and have a great evening.